In the mummy group chat, also got one of the mummy did share. She say, oh, she really thank like mummies like myself who donated because she was a beneficiary. Yeah, cause her kid was premature baby. Then when I hear that, I was like, wow, oh, you know, I can help people. And then okay lah. I started donating to KKH Milk Bank when he was around 3 months old. I've been always wanting to do blood donation, but my fear of needle actually stopped me from doing blood donation. I cannot tahan the thing on me like for so many hours. Yeah, so I thought this is the next closest. Yeah, then can help. Then why not?
Okay, this is an ultrasound photo taken when my wife was pregnant at 16 weeks. So you can see the three heads. 1, 2, 3. I assume it's head and not bodies.
The boys, they were delivered at about week 28.
One concern we had, of course, was feeding. Because they were born so early, we are all aware that with three boys, it can be a challenge to expect one mummy to provide sufficient breast milk.
I do understand that they will supply mother's breast milk first, and when there's a shortfall, that's when they will actually turn to the human milk bank for the top-up.
Formula milk is very difficult to digest and it puts a strain on the immature gut of the preterm infant. But more importantly, it predisposes them to a very high risk for developing a very serious condition which is known as necrotizing enterocolitis. So this condition causes severe gut damage and can lead to serious illness and even death for the preterm infant. So prior to the establishment of the milk bank, the use of formula milk was the only option when mothers are not able to provide enough milk for their babies.
Super thirsty. Hey, you boy. Hey.
So I actually found out from my gynae. Yeah, and to be honest, it's not the first time she actually introduced KKH milk bank for me, because for my number one, I'm also an oversupply mom. Back then, she really encouraged me to donate to the milk bank. But I heard many stories. A lot of people telling me say, oh, donating to KKH milk bank is very troublesome. There are a lot of tests to do, you know, a lot of restrictions and things like that. So the first one, I didn't go for it. So it was the second one, again oversupply. So my gynae again tell me say, why not you just donate to KKH? One inside, 2, 3, 4. And then I have like pumps, additional pumps, so that I can use it for more times a day. Then I consolidate them to do the washing at one time. So this is to save time.
The milk is actually provided to recipients at a cost to cover the processing of the milk to make it safe for consumption. Potential donors have to undergo a lifestyle screening questionnaire as well as undergo a blood test to make sure that they are healthy and free from infectious diseases. We do not accept mothers who smoke or regularly drink alcohol, as well as mothers who drink more than 3 cups of coffee, tea or cola drinks per day. We do not take milk from mothers whose babies are more than a year old, because the composition of their own milk also changes with time, whereby it becomes lower in the nutritional content and it's not suitable for the preterm baby.
I arrange them according to dates. I think the max capacity that I had was about 30 litres at one time, frozen milk. After I express the milk, I will transfer them into milk bags. Then I'll label them, like the date, the time and the volume. So once that is done, I'll seal it up and then I'll put it into my standalone freezer. I will make sure I have at least about 3 litres. Then I'll consolidate, pack it in like Ziploc bag. Then donate it to KKH, drop it at the freezer locker. I'll try to donate as much milk as I can, as long as my supply lasts.
Once the milk is collected by the milk bank, we will keep the milk in a frozen state until it is due for processing. So the milk is then taken out and then thawed and pulled together before they are divided into bottles of 3 standard volumes. These bottles are then sealed and undergo pasteurization. So the purpose for pasteurization is to destroy the bacteria and virus that may be present in the donor milk. So then this donor milk that is pasteurized, a small volume will be sent to the laboratory for testing to ensure that it is free of bacteria and is safe for dispensing to the premature baby. Every batch of milk is tested for its nutritional composition. So we try to give the milk that is higher in calories and fat to the premature babies who need more of these nutrients to grow and develop.
Okay, we're coming soon. We're coming soon.
So I'm preparing the milk feeds for the boys. This round is mummy's milk, so I'm preparing the volumes according to what each one needs. So because they have slightly different weights now, so they are also correspondingly drinking slightly different volumes of milk. Number two is bigger in size, so he drinks more milk compared to his brothers.
So this is a notebook that we use to keep track of the amount that they drink every time. And also we also use this to track whether they are peeing and pooping regularly.
Upon discharge, we were on a mix of breast milk and formula milk. And so even right now at home, that's what they are being fed. We did consider getting breast milk from other donors outside the human milk bank, but subsequently did not start that because when the boys were discharged, I was able to provide for them based on the mix that we are providing them so far. Oh no,
oh no. Oh, don't frown. Oh, so cute.